Hallelujah. Well, I was looking for some people. Okay, I just didn't see. It's a lot of birthdays going on, and before we get started, somebody said that today is Brenton's birthday. Is that right, Brenton?
Yeah.
How old are you, son?
Six.
Oh, my. Well, I tell you what, and tomorrow's Uncle Mill's birthday. He's not here. He must have known, Sherry, we were going to sing happy birthday to him.
They'll be here,
but somebody had to tell him. We tell him, you know, when he comes in, everybody, we sing birthday to you, okay? All right. You ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
My little cardinal
fan. Amen. And anybody else that's got one coming. Hallelujah.
Hey, aren't you my Cardinal fan? Yes, sir. That's right. That's right, boy. That's right. I know I got one in here anyway.
All right. It's just so good to have everybody here this morning. And wasn't that sun wonderful this morning? You reckon? Hallelujah. I kind of felt like Noah this morning when I walked outside. You know, I kind of, yes, Pat. Wow. Amen. Good. I just praise God. You know, this is the time of year for family reunions and get-togethers and everything. And we're kind of happy. We're doing something next Sunday after church in that line. Jerry's family, he's got two aunts left. Well, on his mother's side is what we're talking about, right? And Uncle Ural's left, but anyway, Aunt Grace, and them are coming. They're coming to our house tomorrow, or next Sunday after church, and I'm just praying the same thing, that it'll be good, and the Spirit of the Lord will be there. And because sometimes you can go away feeling like you've been in a spiritual battle. I've been to those homecomings before. Hallelujah. Right, but you know what? When we come into church, we're coming into the family of God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's stand. I want to read the word to you this morning. Talking about spiritual warfare. And Jesus has already done it, right? We just have to believe it and receive it and stand on the authority that he's given us. Amen?
Amen.
We've got to do what Paul told the church at Ephesus to do. Here in Ephesians 6. And I'm going to be reading out of the Message Bible beginning with verse 10. And I know you're familiar with this, about the armor of God, putting on the whole armor of God. But listen to how the Message Bible talks about it. It says, it's a fight to the finish. And that about wraps it up. God is strong and he wants you strong. So take everything the Master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best materials, and put them to use so that you will be able to stand up to anything the devil throws your way. That's where we are, folks.
Amen.
This is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keys, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all of his angels. So be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. So take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. I'm going to read that again. Are you ready? So take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. And in the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. And keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Amen. I like that too. Amen. Hallelujah. When it said when it's all done but the shouting, that tells me I'm a winner before I ever get into the battle. Isn't that what it means? That we're more than overcomers? Amen. He overcame for us. Hallelujah. Well, let's praise him this morning.
Celebrate. He's alive. Let the children sing a song of liberation. The God of our salvation set us free. Death, where is thy sting? The curse of sin is broken. The empty tomb stands open. Come and see. He's alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, praising glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive forever, amen. Let my heart sing out.
Let my heart sing out. For Christ the one and only, so powerful and holy, rescue me.
Death won't hurt me now,
hurt me
because
now.
He has redeemed
he
me.
Has
no
redeemed
grave will, no ever,
grave
keep
will
me
ever keep me from
my King. I'm alive,
alive, alive,
hallelujah. Alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive forever, amen. Yes, I'm alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, praising glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah.
Alive
forever, amen. Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy of our praise.
Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing. Worthy is the
mighty.
Say
worthy.
Worthy
is the Lamb.
Worthy of our praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing. Worthy is the
mighty.
Say worthy.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy of our praise.
He's worthy.
Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing. Worthy is the
He's worthy.
Mighty.
He's worthy. He's
worthy.
Yeah.
Worthy
oh,
is
Jesus
one who
is worthy.
The grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing. Worthy is
somebody
the
can pray.
Come,
he is worthy.
Worthy is
he's
the
worthy. He's worthy.
Worthy of our praise.
Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave.
Let the people sing.
He's alive. He's alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, praising glory to the Lamb. Oh, he's alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive forever, amen. He's alive, and I'm forgiven
to the Lamb.
Oh, he's alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, forever,
amen.
Forever,
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 forever, amen.
He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, forever, amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody give me the praise this morning. Shout, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're just having all kinds of praises come our way. People, God's so faithful. Just the faithfulness of God is being seen all around by everybody. So let's praise him, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Before the day, before the light, before the world revolved around the sun, God on high stepped down into time and wrote the story of his love for everyone. He has filled our hearts with wonder, so that we always remember. You and I are made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see who we were meant to be. All we are and all we have is but a gift from God that we receive.
Walk to life, we open up our eyes
to see the glory and the glory of the King.
He has filled our hearts with wonder, so that we always remember. You and I were made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free.
When you and I embrace surrender,
you and I choose to believe,
then you and I will see who we were meant to be. Even the rocks cry out, and even the heavens shout at the sound of His holy name.
Come on.
So let every voice sing out, and let every knee bow down. He's worthy of all our praise.
You and I were made to worship.
You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free.
When you and I embrace surrender, you and I choose to believe,
you and I will see who we were meant to be.
So even the rocks cry out,
and even the heavens shout at the sound of His holy name. So let every voice sing out, and let every knee bow down. He's worthy of all our praise.
We're made to worship.
You and I are called to love.
You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender,
you and I choose to believe,
then you and I will see
who we were meant
to
be.
You and I were made to worship.
You and I are called to love.
You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender,
you and I choose to believe,
then you and I will see
who we were meant to be.
Yeah, we were meant to be.
You and I, yeah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Step, praise Him. Glory to God. We were made to worship Him, church. We praise Him this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody says, you know, I don't know what I was created for. I was born to serve the Lord. Amen. Made to worship Him. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter what's going on in my life. Guess what? I have a song inside of here, and it may not be a song that I'm singing with my voice, but it's a song that happened when Jesus saved me, and then He filled me with His Holy Spirit, that it doesn't matter with what's going on in my life. Guess what I can do? I can praise Him and honor Him, because I'm more than a conqueror. Amen? What we read this morning in Ephesians. We overcome, right? We've got the authority. We've got all the weapons we need. Amen? Hallelujah. So why should I not sing when things don't look right? All right, let's sing it.
There is an endless song echoes in my soul.
I hear the music ring. And though the storms may come, I am holding on to the rock I cling. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I will lift my eyes in the darkest night, for I know my Savior lives.
Did you know that, church?
And I will walk with you, knowing you'll see me through, and sing the songs you gave.
Oh,
how can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I can sing in the troubled times, sing when I win. I can sing when I lose myself and I fall down again. I can sing cause you pick me up.
I'll
sing cause you're there. I can sing cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer. I can sing with my last breath. Sing for I know that I'll sing with the angels and the saints around the throne. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing.
One more time, come on, come on.
I can sing in the troubled times, sing when I win. I can sing when I lose my step and I call down again. I can sing cause you pick me up.
I'll
sing cause you're there. I can sing cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer. I can sing with my last breath. Sing for I know that I'll sing with the angels and the saints around the throne. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart. I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart. I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I say, yeah, yeah. I can sing.
Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I want to share something real quickly with you before we do the next song. You know, this last week, people have tried to celebrate 4th of July, and it's rained and rained and rained. I think we heard fireworks every night this week. At one point Thursday night, even though it was raining, they called off the fireworks in Columbia. We sat on our porch, huddled under our blankets. It was so cold. Huddled under our blankets and watched our grandkids and Ricardo throw off things. And, you know, it sounded, and everywhere else, you know, around, you could hear. And in the skylight would light up, you know. And I said, you know, I feel like I'm in a war zone. I mean, it sounded like, and I'm thinking, man, it did, because there were so many things going off. But I saw this. Linda Seaton put this on. You may have read this. And I think about the song we're going to do now, that patriotic song, "In God We Still Trust." But you know that song, when the group that did that song, when they first did this song, it's not allowed on the radios. It's too Christian. "In God We Still Trust." They take it off. They won't play it on the radios, most of them. It might be on a Christian radio, but they won't play it. But you know, we still trust in God in America. And, you know, when we did that song, how can I keep, you know, what am I going to do when I'm going through trials? Am I going to keep singing? Or am I going to do woe, gloom, doom, despair, and agony on me? You know, what are people going to see in my life? And this says, and this little story says, grandmother says, carrots, egg, or coffee, which one are you? Now I thought, now that's an interesting story. A young woman went to her grandmother and told her about her life and how things were so hard for her. She did not know how she was going to make it and wanted to give up. She was tired of fighting and struggling. It seemed that one problem was solved, another one would arose. Her grandmother took her to the kitchen. She filled 3 pots with water. In the first, she placed carrots. In the second, she placed eggs. In the last, she placed ground coffee beans. She let them sit and boil without saying a word. In about 20 minutes, she turned off the burners. She finished the carrots out and placed them in a bowl. She pulled the eggs out and placed them in a bowl. Then she ladled the coffee out and placed it in a bowl. Now, turning to her granddaughter, she asked, "Now tell me what you see." "Oh, pardon me, carrots, eggs, and coffee," she replied. She brought her closer and she asked her to feel the carrots. She did, and she noted that they got soft. Then she asked her to take an egg and break it. And after pulling off the shell, she observed the hard-boiled egg. Finally, she asked her to sip the coffee. And the granddaughter replied as she tasted its rich aroma. The granddaughter then asked. Anyway, she said, you know, "It's coffee." She said, "So what's the point, grandmother? You know." And her grandmother explained that each of these objects had faced the same adversity, boiling water. But each reacted differently. The carrot went in strong, hard, and unrelenting. However, after being subjected to the boiling water, it softened and became weak. The egg had been fragile. Its thin outer shell had protected its liquid interior. But after sitting through the boiling water, guess what? Became hardened. The ground coffee beans were unique, however. After they were in the boiling water, they changed the water. "Which are you?" she asked her granddaughter. "When adversity knocks on your door, how do you respond? Are you a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean?" So think of this. Which am I? When confronted with adversity, when told you can't do this because it's no longer popular or it's not politically correct, are you going to be carrots? Are you going to be an egg? Or are you going to be coffee? Are you going to change the world around you when you're going through adversity? Am I the egg that starts with a soft heart but changes with the heat? Did I have a fluid spirit but after a death, a breakup, or a financial hardship come to trial, or after a trial, did I become hardened and stiff? Does my shell look the same, but on the inside I'm bitter and tough with a stiff spirit and a hardened heart? Or am I like a coffee bean? Or a carrot. I didn't even read that. But when the pain and adversity came, it wilted and became soft and lost its strength. But the coffee actually changed the hot water, the very circumstance that brought the pain. When the water gets hot, it releases the fragrance and flavor. If you like the bean, when things are at their worst, you get better and change the situation around you. Now, what are we doing, church, when you're facing with adversity? I don't care how it comes or in what form it comes. If it's physical, if it's financial, if it's relationship, Are you carrot? Do you kind of just start out strong and just end up being mushy? Are you an egg that you just get bitter? Or are you coffee? And you know how I like my coffee. I kind of like that because I like to say that by faith I'm coffee. And no matter what adversity I'm walking through, I'm going to change everything around me. Amen. Hallelujah. Because in God we still trust. Amen.
Your hand on his Bible.
Hold your Bible up if you got it.
You swear to tell the truth.
Amen.
His name is our greatest monuments and all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt where we stand. There's no separation. We're one nation under him. In God we still trust. Here in America, he's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust. And now there are those among us who want to push him down and erase his name from everything this country's all about. From the schoolhouse to the courthouse, they're silencing his word. Now it's time for all believers to make our voices heard. In God we still trust. Here in America, he's the one we turn to every time the growing gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust. Here in America, here in America, here in America, in God we still trust. Here in America, in God we still trust. Here in America,
come on, begin to pray, church. Just begin to pray for our nation. Amen. Pray in English, pray in the Spirit. The Bible says to pray for those who are in authority over us, that it may go well for us. Hallelujah. Regardless of what they say, we have the favor of God. Amen. Begin to pray, church. Father, I just lift up our nation. I lift up our president, Father God. I lift up our senators and our house of our representatives. And I lift up the judges. Father God, do a work in the judges' hearts. Lord, I just thank you right now that your Holy Spirit is in charge of us. You're in charge of this nation, Father God. And you're going to begin to woo and begin to move across the land, Father God, and wooing people's hearts back to you. Wooing their hearts back to you, Father God. And I just thank you, Father God, as decisions are made, Lord, it will be in our favor. We have got the favor of you, Father God, in this land. And I thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen and amen. Thank you.
majesty of heaven. Your glory fills the skies, light of the world. You are Lord of all. Humbled by your presence, I'm amazed by who you are. Nothing compares. You are Lord of all. To you the nations bow down. To you creation cries out, majesty. All things you hold together, your name will stand forever, majesty. You are majesty. Merciful and mighty, my heart is overwhelmed. You stand alone. You are Lord of all. To you the nations bow down. To you creation cries out, majesty. All things you hold together, your name will stand forever, majesty. You are majesty. Your name above all others, high and exalted. Your kingdom shall reign forever, high and exalted. Your name above all others, high and exalted. Your kingdom shall reign forever, high and exalted. To you the nations bow down. To you creation cries out, majesty. All things you hold together, your name will stand forever, majesty. You are majesty. You are majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise.
Oh,
majesty,
your majesty,
kingdom, authority, flow from his throne unto his own, his anthems ring.
So exalt,
lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify
Christ Jesus the King. Oh,
Majesty.
Worship His Majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
So exalt Him, church. He's our King.
So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King.
Oh, Majesty.
Worship His Majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Jesus who died.
Jesus who died, He's now glorified, King of all kings.
Hallelujah. Worship Him, church. Hallelujah. Jesus who died, now glorified. We started out talking about He was alive, and He set us free, that we're liberated. He's rescued us. We're free. He made us to worship Him, and in the midst of any trial or tribulation, we're going to keep on praising Him and singing our song. Regardless of what the world says, in God we still trust. And then we end it with, He is the King. Amen. You know, this world's not our home. We're just passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Amen. Hallelujah. He is our King, and we are ambassadors while we are here on this earth. Oh, I thank You, Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. When I prayed last night, Father God, I said, God, let there be a connection today. And that was the word I had. That was praying, God, let there be a connection today. And there is. There is a connection today in what the Lord is telling us in this service. Father God, we love You and praise You so much. Amen and amen. You may be seated, Ricardo. Amen.
I thought that number one would surely be me. I thought I could speak what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on my life sinking sand. Lord, I can't even walk without You holding my hand. You know what? Every now and again, along this Christian journey, it don't hurt to reflect back on where you came from. And that way it'll help you focus a little bit better on where you're going. I don't know where I would be if I hadn't have got arrested and locked up. Bad as that may sound, but that was very good for me. When I asked God into my heart that day in a jail cell, best thing that ever happened in my life. And now, since I've grown in my Christianity, I have to go back where I started every now and again just so I can stay focused on where I'm trying to get to. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty bigger man. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees I learn to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I took Jesus for my own, and if I get in trouble, on him I will call. For if I don't trust him, I'd be less than a man. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees I learn to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Ricardo, you know it's because you made a choice that day. You made a choice that Jesus was going to be first in your life, and he was more important than anything else, and he would get you through it. Amen. And he did, brother. And he did. Amen. And praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. He doesn't sing that. I mean, that's, I know a lot of people say that's my song, but that's Ricardo's song. That's all of our songs. But I mean, when he does that, the anointing and what God has done for him just shines forth, doesn't it, church? Don't you just praise God for what he's doing in your kids. Listen, he didn't do any more in Ricardo than what he can't do in yours. I just speak to Anthony right now, Tony and Delita. I just want to tell you something. That word's been sown in his life. Forever and ever, that word is established in his heart. And he can make that choice. And in the name of Jesus, we take authority over the powers that are influencing him. Thank you, Father God, for that word being stronger in him than anything that's going on around him. Amen. 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 And anybody else, you need to realize that you have, Satan has lost his power over you when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. He's defeated. We have authority in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Father God, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your power that's at work in this church. In Jesus' name. Thank you, praise and worship team. Okay. Oh. Okay. Okay. All right, Carter, I'm going to read the prayer names, and he wants you to pray over them, okay? While the praise and worship team can sit down, and I'm going to call out all the prayer requests that we're praying for this morning. Hallelujah. Robert and Donnie Turner for healing, yes. Elbert Burton for healing. Dimple Buck for healing, and Michael Mack for healing. Sherry Domick healing. Brandy and Josh and Jennifer and Donnie and Herbert and Dan and Walter and Bobby Lynn and Diana and Jacody and Connie and Kim and Scott and Michael, Michelle and Chris and Jeannie and Curry and Phyllis and Jerry and Sandy and Joe and Lakeisha and Kyle and Loy and Casey and Colton and Connie and Pat and kids and Ronnie for healing and June and Jerry and Patricia and Mom and Pat and Chris and Natasha healing and Chris and Judy and Ted and Jennifer and Jason and Nadine and Darnell and Broken Ankle and Jody and Tim. Amen. Are there other prayer requests in here? Yes. Okay. Sandy Kane, if you remember Sandy, that's one of the daughters of Ralph and Lee. Yes. Amen. We should. Yes, yes. Strength for Edwin, yes. Yeah, Bethany? Okay, when is he getting it done? Thursday. Okay. Miss Phyllis? Okay. Yes, Pat? Wow. Amen. That's the favor of the Lord, Matthew getting to come home. And God was going to bless his trip. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else? Don't want to.
Would y'all stand, please? You know, I'm even going to ask you just to reach next to you and hold hand with your partner. Hold hand with the person next to you. And when we do these things, we need to be in one accord. So let's be faithful in what we're asking for all these healings. Let's concentrate on really being serious about helping these people. Heavenly Father, just thank you, Lord. I thank you for supplying us with the power to come to you, Lord God, and ask for any healing or any other thing that helps us to edify you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the healing of every name on this list, Lord God. I rebuke Satan, Lord God. He has to keep his hands off all of these people in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that you are the power, not the devil. I thank you for that, Lord God. Now, Lord God, I ask for you to touch these people. Heavenly Father, put someone around them that'll let them know that by faith, Lord God, it's by faith, Lord God, that they can accomplish their goals, Lord. And I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. And while you're being seated, and Pastor, we're going to be having, we'll have service Wednesday night. We had planned to have another fellowship meal on Wednesday night, but people that were involved in doing the meal and different situations arose, and so we're not going to have it this Wednesday night. If we have one in the future, we'll announce it as far as having a family meal and a family Bible study. And there will be youth Wednesday night at 6:30, those who can come, and regular Bible study. And I'm going to turn this over to Pastor right now.
Go get
I need the children. This is your time with Pastor. So would the children come up?